Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Bundy. Just a moment.
Yes?
Mr. Bundy on 90.
Three or four odds and ends before you get away, Mr. President. The Cyprus talks went better in London this morning, and George Ball is going to hold up his trip until we see whether we aren't actually making more time with Makarios than we are with the Turks. We can handle the Turks better from here and through Hare, who's a first-rate ambassador. Do you feel strongly on this, or is
that... No, I don't care. Just whatever he thinks.
He feels good on that. Ghana, we're having a lot of trouble. We'll probably be calling the ambassador, McCumber, back. And Nkrumah refused to see him, and Nkrumah's acting up very badly. And we're going to have to look at the whole question of our aid program there if this thing doesn't cool down very fast. I didn't want you to see that in the papers. Does that sound all right to you?
That's good.
Panama, you're ahead of me on. AID, you're ahead of me on. South Vietnam, we'll have recommendations Friday morning. Did you ask McCone for a briefing on Africa? Do you want him?
I don't want him to personally brief me every day. I want him to get me a presidential book filled up with stuff on Africa and how it's going, but I don't want a personal briefing.
He was trying to urge me to have an NSC meeting that you'd be briefed on Africa on. Is that what you want?
No.
You'd like an Africa...
Too much trouble understanding me. What I told him to do is go get me a book on Africa and tell me what's happening in Africa. I'd just like to have his evaluation in writing.
I think when we get Mr. Africa fully baptized in the form of Harriman, you and he ought to have a talk, but that doesn't have to be for a while.
All right. Okay.
Jack and Bill both going with you, Mr. President, or
yeah, I think so.
Well, I'll keep in touch on any crises through them.
You just run the show here.
Aye, aye, sir.
All right.